Revelation chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. Verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. So here we read of the 144,000, and John sees them in vision with the Lamb, and he's standing on Mount Zion. Zion is that place where God's temple was placed, and where Christ is supposed to reign from. And why Zion? Well, because Zion in Jerusalem, it is the city of David, and the Messiah was to be the son of David. And all the prophecies concerning the kingdom of God in the Old Testament talk about, you know, reuniting Israel under David. By that is meant the heir of David. O Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. So, Christ is that heir of David who is to reign from Zion. Now, the interesting thing is when you read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, it says there, of the king of Babylon. Now, I'm going ahead a bit, but in Revelation 17, it speaks of the judgment of the great whore, Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, who sits a queen. Well, her king is the king of Babylon. And the king of Babylon, at least symbolically or spiritually, either represents or is the devil, at least in a spiritual sense. You know, there is Antichrist, and you have heard that there are many Antichrists. And the king of Babylon, in his day, was the type of Antichrist. He was the conquering king, going forth to conquer, and who the whole nation of Israel was made subject to. Well, in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 14, he talks about the judgment of the king of Babylon. You know, in the day when the Lord will give you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and from the hard bondage wherein you were made to serve, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. He that smote the nations in wrath. And then it gets to the part where it says of him, you know, how art thou brought down? How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Lucifer meaning in Latin, light giver, and in the Hebrew, Hillel ben Shakar means bright star, son of the dawn, or morning star. Lucifer means morning star or dawn bringer or whatever, something like that. And it's all the same. The point is, that is how he sees himself. That is how he displays himself. Satan is disguised as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And what do all, every politician sort of likes to exude this positive energy. Believe me, you know, in Hitler's day, he did not, in his country, the propaganda made him out as a messianic figure, the savior of Germany. And he was not this sinister thing that we see now, or that he might have seemed to other people, but to the people of his nation, to many of them at least, and at least in the propaganda is what I'm saying, what he tried to make himself out to be was a very positive figure. And so also the devil. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, the noise of thy vials. And it says there that he had once said, that you who said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's a very specific phraseology. Sides of the north. In Psalm 47, I believe. No, it's Psalm 48, actually. It says, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. It says that Christ will not come, the day of Christ's return and our resurrection will not come until the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He is going to, and that place is, the place of God's temple is Mount Zion, the sides of the north. That's what it is being referred to in Isaiah 14. The whole focus is towards that mountain. That is where the Antichrist is going to set himself up as the king. At least that's what the prophecies lead us to understand. And of course, that is the place where the king, the true king, is supposed to stand. That's where Christ is going to stand when he returns. And so here in chapter 14, we see him standing there. And with him, there are 144,000. Now, earlier it says, you know, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor any trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. And he hears the number of them that are sealed, and it's 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. The tribe of Judah, 144,000, etc. 12,000. 12,000 of each tribe, 12 tribes, 144, 12 times 12. So they are sealed, and then the trumpets. And now here, the seventh trumpet is sounded, and we've had these other visions of the beasts and so on and so forth. Now we're getting a vision of the Son of God on his throne. Or not on his throne, on the mountain. Now, as far as chronology goes, I mean, where are we in chronology? Does this come before? Are they chronological? Well, to some degree, yes, and to some degree, no. I do think, of course, that the seventh trumpet sound is the resurrection, and that's the end. And I suppose in the same moment, you can have all the vials being poured out. But it seems to me that there needs to be some sort of time element in the vials. And when we get to those in chapter 16, we'll see a little more of that and we'll try and understand it better. But in any case, it can be he returns, the resurrection, and then the vials are poured out after that. Or this could be, you know, visionary, in which case the vials come before that actual moment. Because I see a correlation between the seventh trumpet and the seventh vial. There was lightnings and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. And the seventh vial is this great hail. So I have trouble thinking of it in terms of a pure sequence.
To one degree or another, there is some overlap here.
And there's things we need to understand, okay? But these are the redeemed.